A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 52. After defeating Lin Zi and escaping her death trap, the crew of the Tin Sparrow take a moment to relax and heal aboard the Tin Sparrow. Remembering they discovered a holocron on Vrogus Voss, Chubrub, Ryla, and Mark Kenobi gather together to meditate and open the device.
So we, three of us, sit down, and I take my shirt off.
Yes.
And just stop at the shirt.
Yes.
I mean, he's ripped.
Yeah, he's got like a Kylo Ren 12 pack, all squares.
Yeah, are your pants up to above squares. Your belly button?
Of course.
He's like a human SpongeBob.
This is the way.
Okay, so shirtless Mark Kenobi and. A naked Chubrub.
Fully clothed Ryla.
Fully clothed Ryla.
But I did leave my abs out.
Yeah, because yeah, you're wearing a midriff.
Yeah, I'm wearing a midriff to compare abs to Marky.
Huh?
Yeah.
Chubrub has a Sharpie and is just drawing abs on his fur.
Y'all are just flexing.
Look, ready? I could make two extra come out.
I don't think those are your abs.
She did like a hernia.
I think I just had a hernia.
So you guys are in there, and after flexing, you...
I've never done this with someone else. Do we hold hands? Or
No, we've done this before.
Yeah, you two have...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think we all just kind of like, you know, we got to like force skip up to it and then do the Jedi thing.
Okay.
So you two have to hold hands.
I grab his hand very quickly.
Both hands.
Both of them.
Now we can open this thing.
Okay, give me some use the force checks.
34.
39.
17.
So it takes way longer than it should because someone is too busy flexing his abs.
Still flexing.
Still flexing. Which is distracting to you guys.
Oh, come on, man. I'm like right at eye level. That's really awkward.
They're away.
They're here. They're away. They're here.
Oh, please stop.
Eventually, the holocron floats into the air and does its little twisty opening thing that holocrons do. And it opens up and it lands on like the floor between you guys. And a little holo projector kicks on. And you guys see the little tiny form of a female Jedi Master.
What's your name?
She responds,
I am Master Finlaw Wu.
What up, Finn?
You got any Force secrets? I like Force secrets.
I possess Force teachings.
Teach us.
Yeah, teach away.
We Jedis.
Well,
what?
Well, y'all are Jedi. I'm an Ewok.
That's okay. You're Force sensitive.
I ain't that sensitive.
Anyways, continue, Wu.
Give me some more use of Force checks real quick.
28.
40.
29.
So she spends the next 24 hours guiding you guys through some meditation. You guys can add a point to one of your untrained skills.
I took a point in acrobatics.
I took a point in ride.
I took a point in persuasion.
All right, so you guys are doing that. What else are Sawbone and Kale doing in this time?
Just kicking it.
Yeah, just chilling.
Working on space raps.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I hear some of those fat beats?
Yeah.
I like it. Can you give me a flow with it?
Well, we're stuck in space, and we're in cockpit. I'm with my chiss boy. He is the shit. He's got no nose, and he's got no face, because he covers it with the mask all day. He's blue. He's cool. And he takes me to school. He had a recent epiphany, about not being a Christmas fool. I don't know.
I'm still
laughing. So that's good, though. It's good, though.
Thanks.
I like it.
Saba, what are you doing? Just hanging out?
Just chilling.
All right. So while you guys are about the time you guys finish up with the holocron, Taco shows up, and he's like,
"Hey, fellas, did y'all know that there's a crate in the cargo bay that's holding the remains of an assassination droid, one of them like HK units?"
Oh yeah, I hadn't gotten around to that yet.
Oh hey everybody.
Hey, nice.
Abs. Oh hey, yeah, looking good.
I am so sweaty.
Yeah, yeah. You should towel off, buddy.
You been training?
What?
You been training?
Just gonna ignore the. The assassination droid?
No, we'll get to that in a second. I want to talk about these abs.
Hold the fuck on, Taco.
God, look at those abs, though.
Yeah, just after a good workout with the holocron.
Ah.
Sick.
Cool.
These guys saw them. We compared.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Check out Ryla's.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Put those away.
I can't even do that without laughing.
I'm working on mine, too, you guys.
And I do a little flex and, like, show off, like, my painted-on abs.
Your hair, like...
Nice.
Yeah, swole.
I don't want to shit. I don't know. I'm shy.
Show yours.
No.
Show yours. Do it.
I raise it up. It's just like a lot of ribs.
All of us gather really closely.
Are you eating?
Have you been eating?
Didn't you used to have a paunch?
I've been doing like a Kylo keto diet.
I tap and it just goes. Bleh.
Yeah, it's very bubbly right now. I got bubble gut. And I didn't want to show you guys. Y'all pressured me into doing this.
I tuck the marker into his back pocket.
I got you.
Thanks.
You draw some on.
I turn around and you can just hear.
I guess this is a good time to talk to Taco. All right, Taco.
Look at my abs.
Oh, 34 pack.
Any hoozles.
So that
I want to go check it out. Yeah. I want to make sure it's either out of commission or not.
Oh, it's definitely out of commission.
It's in pieces.
Yeah, she takes you back there, and there's just a crate. And yeah, inside is the remains of Linkby that were stored on your ship forever ago.
Whoops.
Hey, this is Link.
I mean, I was going to get around to it, but I got distracted putting the toaster oven in the PN.
So do you guys want to fix this thing? Or?
Yeah.
I need to help you out.
I have no mechanic skills, but I'll help.
Yeah, Taco. Taco can help me out, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Montage.
Yeah, let's do an engineering montage.
Do you guys have mechanics at all?
I do. I'm competent.
So I'm the only one mechanic. Who's just doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm. 25?
That's a 24?
20.
25.
I really wanted to be... There's shots of, like, you know, during the montage, there's shots of me, like, welding a lot. And I'm just fucking going to town. Epic music's playing while Chub Rub is just fucking working on it with the robots and shit. And then at the end, I've literally just made a mound of...
Metal.
Of metal. Like, I've just been playing with it.
It's abstract art. You just welded, like, one of the transport units to the floor.
Yeah, I've just been...
Yet it strangely resembles Woolly Row.
Just the head.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, it's just head.
Perfect. It's a hat holder.
But it's right in the middle of the cargo bay.
I trip over it.
Yeah, yeah. That's a hazard.
Oh, no one told me where to do it.
Put this floor wiener here. A reconstructed floor wiener. All
right, after numerous hours, with everyone chipping in, yeah, you guys finally get Link B kind of put back together. You did kind of weld some of his parts back on because he was slashed apart by lightsabers.
I helped.
Did you put, like, bows on him and different things? Accessorized him.
You had some fridge magnets.
You didn't give me the welder after my little stunt. Like, take these magnets.
There's just a big sign above the welder that says no more Kenobi.
Yeah,
you're not touching any energy tools.
We actually have fingerprint locks on all of the, like, the power tools now.
Look at Ryla. Joke's on you. Wow.
And undoes all of our work. I like to imagine we just have, like, a little setup of a workstation, but it's like a Fisher-Price workstation in the side. It's got tools, but they're made of plastic.
It's Mark Kenobi's workbench.
Baby's first robot shop.
So he's standing there.
We'll power him on. Boop. I hold down the power button to do a hard reboot.
And it does an Apple sound.
Choom. Choom.
Oh, guys, this is going to take a while to load up.
So as he boots up, since you powered him on, the first thing he does is he whips his hand out and he punches you in the face.
Oh, oh, hell yeah.
You take 7 damage.
My teeth. My beautiful teeth.
Your teeth are fine. Just 7 damage.
I don't have a lot of facial features. You ruined some of them.
And he's like, oh, shit. Oh,
Fuck, what the fuck? What's up with me, Bags?
Hey, Link.
Yeah, everything's okay. You were dead, now you're not.
What happened?
Well.
Somebody else want to take this one?
Yeah, you punched this guy.
Before that.
Last I remember, I was being attacked in the casino. I was trying to protect young Foreman.
Oh, he dead.
Fuck. I failed my primary objective.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot you could do. It was a lot of Sith.
I know you guys are expecting me to be upset at the mention of Thorben, but I've worked all that out. I'm kind of like in a chill guy zone right now. I don't know if you noticed.
So denial?
I'm through that stage. This is it. This is Toad's acceptance, so.
It's mostly just bubble guts now.
It's bubble guts and not giving fucks. That's my new motto.
He must have hit you a little harder than we thought.
My teeth really hurt. And I'm kind of seeing double. I'm seeing two Link Bees.
And then you got hit with lightsabers.
Oh.
Yeah, you got chopped and screwed, dude.
You got fucked up, bro.
But we put you back together.
Yeah, if it makes you feel any better, he's part robot now, and he's part robot now, and he's part robot now.
I got robot hands.
Oh, what's up, my brothers?
Aww.
Oh, yeah, Willie died.
Aw, man.
Yeah, I used to be real sad about that, too, but life goes on, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta ride those space highways of life.
Can you punch him again? What is happening?
Whatever.
He's chill. He's chill.
Did you eat the cookies again?
Chill AF. No. No cookies. But, I mean, if you're down to tripping, I'm down to tripping.
He punches you in the bubble gut for 16 damage.
Why?
I got rolled 2 8s.
Fuck you, man.
You really did punch him. Link me, I was joking.
Sorry.
Oh, he's cool.
Sorry, Kale.
It's all good.
I'm really sorry.
It's all good, my dude.
Hold on, wait. So, if I give you money, you'll hurt him, right?
Yes.
I leave the room. I meander out of this conversation.
How many credits to punch Mark and Obi in the dick?
Whatever you're offering.
One credit.
I'll give you two to punch him in the dick.
Well, listen, no punching in the dicks. Let's just...
You know what? 10 credits each.
Yeah, 10.
I will shoot you in the head and kill you again.
5 points of damage for you. 2 points of damage for Jumbo.
Y'all are bad teammates.
We paid you 10 credits for this asshole.
5 damage to...
I dodged.
You dodged.
Did you?
Roll it.
Yeah, sure.
Not if you don't roll. Well,
that was a 18, and my reflex is a 35. So.
Nope.
Damn, how did I not miss that? I was so far away.
Because he moved so fast. He's a bounty hunter droid. He literally just...
He anticipated
I just
move.
Imagine you trying to jetpack away and him just fucking punching you right in the dick as you try to jetpack off.
Why are we fighting Linkby?
You're not fighting Linkby. You're paying Linkby to
Stop
punch each other.
Stop paying Linkby to kill each
We're
other.
We're hanging around the fucking floor with our hands and knees.
You hear me over the comms.
Yeah, I'm in the cockpit. Y'all just...
Hey, get out of there!
No, I'm just chilling. Tell me whenever something productive's happened.
I get on the comp.
Hey, Taco, I'll give you 5 credits to punch Kale in the dick.
You stay away from here.
He's in the room with you, but he scampers away.
I heard it! Come find me, bitch.
And I hide. And it's now become a game of taco hide and seek.
Give me a stealth check.
I was about to say stealth.
It's now a horror movie about dick punches in space.
That's a 24.
That's not good enough.
No, oh, bullshit! He knew where you were the whole time.
Nothing was going to be good enough.
I don't, where are you hiding?
In a laundry hamper.
Okay. Yeah. Your green dome is sticking out just a little bit up top. And he just walks up and he's like,
hello.
Right to the top of the head.
So hard to be chill with you guys.
4 points of damage.
Me, I've lost more points than I normally do in a space battle.
The kill got it worse, I think, than anybody.
Yeah,
he just got shit kicked out of him.
That's what happens when you don't care.
Like, you took like 20-something points of damage total from all of this.
Did I really?
Didn't you get 16 at one point?
Oh, you're right.
And then the 4 just now, and then there was the 7 or whatever at the very beginning.
Yep. 73 points of damage. 73 health.
You might just want to go rest before we actually go do something.
I'm
going
to need
mission.
A chill from all of my chilling. I thought being cool would... lead to less confrontation, but you guys are some dickheads.
I just stand up after feeling the pain, and I look around at everybody. I love you guys.
Truce, dick punch, truce.
Truce.
Yeah.
Cool.
Ryla agrees to nothing.
I just stand there and flex my abs.
After you guys giggle after beating the shit out of each other. By not actually beating the shit out of each other.
Goofy fucks.
So, I want to talk with Linkby. What would it take for you to see Dramatis with me to his end?
I'll give you 10 credits to punch Dramatis in the dick.
There it is. That's it. There it is. He's doing it for pennies.
I'll take that bounty.
Nice.
I'll pay you 40 credits to help me and punch all these guys in the dick. Because that was hilarious.
I pay you 50 to not.
No, it's okay. I was just joking.
I pay you 50 to not. Just put them away. put your dice away. Put your dice of death
no
away.
No more dick punching.
No, you don't have to punch
unless
them.
It's Dramatis.
Okay, but before you get him to stop, he does punch Kale in the dick for
what?
For 9 damage.
Wait, no.
That's unfair.
It was a joke.
You're being very unfair.
We gotta work on
right
your humor, Linkby.
Yeah, I will actually give you 1 million credits if you punch Dramatis in the dick.
10 million credits. Sounds good.
I said 1 million credits to punch him in the dick.
Well, I said 10, so.
Do we not get a discount for putting your raggedy ass back together?
We did put you together. We brought you back.
We could have just left you dead.
You kind of owe us.
Wow.
Because I was working for you guys to begin with, you got me in this mess to begin with.
But if you were better at your job, you wouldn't have gotten taken apart.
You literally said when you brought me back that I couldn't have helped it because there was a ton of Sith, so.
Guys, y'all are rich. I'll chip in. I'll put in some money.
I mean, I don't need the money until, you know, the bounty is collected.
How much money you got?
Not a lot.
Like, how
actually
much,
though? 34,000?
Hey, what's broke feel like?
Not 10 million.
Oh my God.
He wanted $10 million.
Hey, you gotta get your side hustle on.
Yeah, that's like one race for me, so I'm good.
So you're just gonna pay it then?
I'll foot the bill if it moves on from this conversation.
Fair enough.
If we could just fast forward to us triple death punching Dramatis in the dingus. Oh, that's a good line. I'm writing that down. Triple dick, death punching, Dramatis in the dingus.
It's a good rap line.
Everybody knows all the fame and fortune this will bring us.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Coming up with them flows.
I'm flowing.
When I punch in the dick, I'll expect my money.
All right, go ahead and shut down until then.
Is he charging them $11 million for a dick punch or
a triple
for
dick
a kill?
Death punch? Did you not hear my raps?
For a kill.
Triple dick.
No. It's a triple dick
he's,
death punch.
He's charging $10 million to roll with them. Until Dramatis is seen dead.
Dead. Cool. Gotcha.
At the end of my scene.
And Kale's footing the bill?
No. Sure.
Since he's freaking rich?
No. Yeah. He has to get a dick punch in, though.
Yeah, there has to be a dick punch.
Also, why are we just paying this for a dick punch? Shouldn't he, like, hang out with a gun
well,
or something?
Well, it's going to be a super dick punch. It'll be a triple death dick punch.
I don't have any guns. I'm gunless right now.
I mean, we could give
look
you
at the box
gun
behind you.
Yeah, it looks like the pallet of guns.
Somebody, please!
Take whatever you want.
Get this droid a gun.
Slingby goes to the pallet and grabs like a blaster rifle and a couple of pistols and ammo, you know, to kind of gear up. And you guys spend a couple of minutes healing your bumps and bruises.
From all the dick punches.
From all the dick punches and stomach punches and face punches. And not long after that, the data pad that you guys collected from the member of the 10 on the fall, it dings, signaling that a new message has arrived.
I turn it on.
The message reads, "Attention, brothers and sisters, the last remaining members of Dramatis' Death Soldiers. Name still pending. We really need to vote on this, everyone. I am headed to the moon on the outer rim called Dray 2. I have discovered a lost Sith amulet hidden there by exiled Jedi Master Lucian Dray. The amulet grants the wearer immunity and would be a most cherished possession for our Lord and Master Dramatis. See you all on the other side. Griff Gospel."
So let's go there.
I mean, I'm down to go swipe an amulet.
Let's go
kill some Sith.
Swipe an amulet and kill some people.
Steal an amulet.
All right. In the message is also the coordinates to the moon, which is it's on the outer rim. So you guys plot the course and you head off towards the moon Dray 2. It takes you guys about a week to get there. We're going to take a quick break because I got to get the map out.
Be right back after these commercials from our sponsors.
Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. We are so excited to announce that here in the next few weeks, we will be gathering around the table once again to bring you new episodes that should air not long after this arc is complete. So, heck yes, new episodes, new content, fucking excited. I cannot wait.
And I just want to add, you know, we get to meet around that new table that our Patreon subscribers helped us pay for. And I tested it the other night and it looks so awesome. We've done some animations for it for the people at the table. I've made maps and stuff, and I tested all that, and it looks great. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, you will get to see that stuff first. You guys will get to see those things over there on Patreon, and I cannot recommend it enough. You get extended episodes with, like, goofs. I think this episode has, like, 30 to 40 minutes of goofs at the end if you're a Patreon subscriber. You get to look at the maps first. You get to look at old maps that I've already posted over there. You get to look at the comic that Shannon has made for us. There's a Life Day comic. There's the comic that follows the story. There's only 20 pages done on that, so it doesn't get too far into the story, but it's so good. Shannon fucking rules. Yeah, and you know, there's just a whole bunch of other stuff that we want to release and do over there. So just make sure you go subscribe for as little as $5 a month. You get access to all that dope stuff. I just want to thank everyone for supporting us over the last year and a half. Everyone knows it's been crazy. This last year and a half has been crazy. And to have everyone support, people still tweeting about the show, people still sharing the show, people still being subscribed on Patreon. It means so much to us that you guys are still there and still fans after, you know, only putting out like 6 episodes this last year. The fact that people are still coming back to listen and re-listen means the world to us. So thank you so much. If you want to have a character named after you, make sure you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag on Twitter. You can also follow us on Twitter at 8-Bit_Saga. We do have a named character in this episode, Griff Gospel, which is, I think, at the Gospel of Griffin McElroy, if I remember correctly. I don't have it in front of me like normal because I did not prepare to record this like normal. So thank you so much for tweeting about the show. Again, we greatly appreciate all the support. Word of mouth is the biggest contributor to new listens and new fans, and we cannot thank you guys enough. Once again, just want to thank Graham Plowman for the music for the show. His music is phenomenal. Go check him out. And I think that's where I want to end it. I think it's time to get back to the episode, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And we'll see you soon with some new content. So you guys travel the week and you arrive at Dre 2. It is covered in forest and mountains. As you guys fly down to the planet, you see, like, there's no settlements here. There's no other ships and stuff. Like, it's not a populated moon. Give me a use the force check, those who can.
28.
43.
35.
You guys are able to determine the location of the temple. You point Sawbone.
Sawbone, there.
Well, okay, hold on. I should specify. Those two noticed where the temple was.
I still tell him.
Yeah.
There.
He's pointing in the wrong direction.
No, nope, yeah. Not that way.
It looks like you're just closing your eyes and pointing places.
I use the force to move his hand and point to the actual proper direction.
Yeah, and so you guys fly down closer to the planet. You fly through, like, this long ravine, and you see built into the side of, like, the cliff is the temple. And out front is a little, it's not a landing area at all. It's not big enough for the ship, but it is kind of like the entrance to the temple. It's kind of built out. There is like a little spot where you could try to land the ship next to. But you see that there is no other ship.
We're here first.
Yeah, you guys beat them. You made it there first. You guys see that, like, the cliff above, you guys could, like, rappel down if you needed to. You guys don't have to land right out front. If you guys want to hide the ship, you guys can go park it in the forest above.
So we'll have the high ground.
Yeah, so I park the ship in the forest, and we can walk down and go down the cliff.
Yeah, you guys are parked above in the forest. You guys kind of find a little clearing that the ship will fit into.
Will somebody see us if we're parked there and they're coming in?
I mean, it depends on how close you guys can
mind
park
parking away
a little
bit
ways
farther.
Off, yeah, and then kind of hike it a little bit.
All right, so looks like we're walking.
I get on Sawbone's jetpack.
So you guys begin to make your way through the forest towards the ravine. As you are walking, give me some perception checks.
28. 24.
26.
32.
27.
Okay. All of you don't notice anything except for Mark and Obi,
who they're going to have to trust.
Mark and Obi, you notice that you guys are being flanked by some beastesses. Some beastesses. You can sense that there are three large creatures flanking you guys from the sides and from behind.
Hey, guys?
Yeah?
Are you eating something?
Yep, berries.
Oh, no.
Stop eating that. Stop it.
There's a...
Stop it. No more.
If you guys...
I slapped the berries out of your hand.
There's... We're going to get hit. There's some creatures. They're big.
Huh?
And,
Marky.
What?
What do your Jedi eyes see?
Oh, they're big. And we about to get fucked.
I'm chill, but we should probably take cover.
Hey, everybody. Roll for initiative.
Pure ire on his face.
How could you?
Essentially, as he's telling you guys this, you see out of like the bushes and shrubs and stuff, three Nexu make their way out. Nexu are those tiger lion thingy mabobbers from episode 2 with the like 8 eyes.
All right, I guess go ahead and roll initiative. All right, we'll go around the table. Kale.
Let me. These are numbers, and there are two of them, and I have numbers. To add them up.
The bigger these numbers are getting, that's the harder for me. I'm going to have to like get a calculator.
27.
Chubbs.
28.
Ryla.
I don't want to talk about it.
Put you down for 0.
No, it's a 12. I'll take my 12. Hey.
It's a number. Sawbone.
29.
22.
Okay, so a Nexu jumps out of the brush behind y'all. It'll spring onto Kale.
Why me?
Because you're next to where I was going, so it's on you, Kale. Sorry, bud.
Does it tackle me? Does it grapple me? Does it slap at me?
Yeah, it jumps up and slaps at you, trying to slash you with its dangerous claws.
I dodgy.
But yes, you do. You dodgy both of them. Both swipes.
No swiping. Get out of here.
And then it's Sawbone's turn.
Hell yeah, it is. Well, I'm going to turn around, and then I'm just going to take him and use Deadeye and shoot it in the face. 27 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That would be 34 damage.
Damn, okay, fuck. Which one did you shoot?
The only one I can
see. The closest?
Yeah.
Just turn and fucking just blast on him? Yeah, you fucked him up. He's unhappy about that in like a big way.
I bet.
After you is Chubrub.
I am going to grab him. Yeah, I'm going to grab him with a force and then yeet him into a nearby tree.
You can try.
42 to force yeet.
Yeah, that's a force yeet.
Okay, 12, 13.
All right, it's dead. Fuck cool. You. You grab it and you throw it into a tree and its back breaks in two and it splatters everywhere.
And then I'm going to force whip a blue ball at the other closest one to me.
Because, yeah, why not?
25 hit?
Yeah.
12.
12 damage. All right. Next up is Kale Bag.
Okay, so...
Yeah, what you going to do?
Do we see the others dead. On the side? He's dead already?
Yeah, he's dead. And then he got a blue ball to the face.
Ooh, I'm just going to go ahead and finish that one off. I'm going to go shoot it. 24 to attack for the first one.
It's a hit.
31.
Boom. Yeah.
34 for the first attack. 24 for the second one.
So 58 total?
Two shots.
So, yeah, you hit it with both shots. And fucking blow it away.
He dead.
He's so dead. Next up is Mark.
Guys, what are you doing? These things aren't aggressive. And I get down on one knee and I go, come here, little guy. Come here, little guy.
That's your entire turn.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yo, he's chiller than I am. What the hell?
So you're kneeling and you're cooing here, to the kitty.
Come here. He's a little guy. Who's a little guy? He's a little kitty.
He leaps at you and sinks his massive teeth into your like neck and shoulder.
Ow! Bad kitty. Bad kitty.
You take 15 damage.
Okay. Hey, guys and girls. I was wrong. I was really wrong.
Takes a big man to admit his mistakes.
All right. So, Ryla, it is your turn.
Yeah, I'm just going to use my lightsaber and try to kill him while he's attacking Marky.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck him up.
Yeah.
19. I'm rolling terribly.
That's still a hit.
25.
Okay. Solid hit. You slash it across the back, and it lets go of Mark.
No!
What?
Crazy fuck.
That probably hurt a little bit when the teeth came out.
You're bleeding, like...
Oh, Fred.
Chub.
He named it. No.
It's your turn, Chub Rub.
I'm going to mind trick Mark. These are not pets.
Okay.
Yeah, 28.
Mark's will is a 24, so you beat it.
Mark, these are not pets. Stop trying to pet the fucking things.
Oh. Uh-oh.
They will eat you.
Yeah. I take my lightsaber out and I stab it to death.
It's not your turn.
Oh, sorry.
But you do take a defensive stance and are ready. Sawbone, it's on you.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot the last one in the face.
24 to hit.
Yes, sir.
That would be 47 damage.
47 damage. Fuck. Yeah, after it releases Marky, you just blast it right in the face and just leave a smoking crater in its head. And it falls to the ground dead. You've solved our Nexu puzzle.
Just shot that cat with an anti-tank gun.
Basically.
Does anybody have a shovel?
Oh, you want to bury Fred?
Fred?
I thought we talked about this.
He's been mind tricked. Yeah.
He's not a real thing.
That wore off.
He's a figment of your imagination.
All right. So you guys defeated the Nexu. You leave their bodies behind. You guys continue on through the forest. And you come to the cliff edge, and you look down, and you can see the entrance to the temple below, where you guys can rappel down. Anybody have rope or anything?
I have a jetpack. I don't need to.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got two jetpacks.
We have
and
rope.
Three force sensitives, so either give me some pilot checks or some use the force checks to get down.
Force feather fall.
I'm going to do a force fall.
Yeah,
force
feather fall. Force check.
He casts force feather fall.
23 for my force fall.
35.
35, too. What up?
I got a nat 20 for my ride check for riding Sawbone.
25 for my force check.
So you jetpack down with no problem. You also had a 35. Yeah, so you and Chubra make it down perfectly. You had a 25?
25, yeah.
To force?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
it's
little
a long
bit,
jump.
It's a little bit of a rough fall. You don't land perfectly. You land a little rough, so you take 5 damage. And what was yours?
It was a 23.
You also take 5 points of damage.
Ouchie.
Ouchie.
Yeah, not too bad. Okay, if you will remove that piece of paper right there.
What's behind door number one?
And put your characters there.
That's a cave entrance.
It's a brand
that
new
is the, that
car.
Is the platform that you guys land on. And before you see these large doors that appear to be sealed shut. Give me, use the force check.
29.
33.
18. So you guys reach out with the force and with your combined use the force check, you guys open the doors. And you guys enter into this temple.
Fancy.
So you guys enter through the door and you walk down this corridor that's about 5 meters long. And then you come to this large hall. And you see around the room that there are these 8 stone columns, large stone columns that reach all the way up to the high ceilings. And you can kind of see that the ceiling itself is kind of pockmarked with like parts where it is cracked and crumbled to the ground. And there's debris along the stone floor, and you see that one of the columns to the left has partially crumbled with part of it just splayed out across the floor, and you notice this place is covered in dust. There's like a layer of dust across the ground, and beneath the dust you can kind of see the remnants of a Jedi logo made like into the stone flooring. And you see directly in the center of this room is this giant stone statue of this Jedi master.
Ah.
To put into scale, this statue is about, I don't know, 30 feet tall.
Yeah, it's big.
It's pretty fucking huge. And he stands there with his left hand kind of like clenched into a fist by his side, and he has his other hand up in the air, and he's holding, it looks like an arm with a sort of like gauntlet sort of thing on the arm. Again, this gauntlet kind of goes around like the wrist and stuff. It's not like Thanos' gauntlet. It's just like where you got like a bracer almost. The hand that's in it is like this really weird looking like claw. Like 3-fingered, gross looking.
Like a chicken claw.
Like a chicken claw.
Yeah. Kind of like a chicken foot kind of claw.
Interesting.
Sort of yeah.
You guys know this person, White?
Ah, the Jedi formerly known as Chicken Hand Sam.
Legend has it that he used to fight in the Mandalorian Wars.
Oh, tell me more. Please elaborate.
That's okay, hold on. That's
oh shit, you get one inspiration yeah, point for being right.
That's actually true.
They said he put all 5 holocrons on that gauntlet.
And then snapped.
Give me some perception checks.
Oh. That was a 19, and it rolled off my folder and became a nat 1.
we'll keep the 19.
You know what? Yeah.
It was a 19 for Chubrub as well.
I had a 16 altogether.
30.
20.
Okay. To the right of you, you guys can see that there's a doorway.
There's a door over here.
I'm going to go drop kick that door.
All I know is I'm going to put a bunch of explosives by that statue, because every time we go into a fucking cave, we got to blow up a goddamn statue.
A statue does come to life.
You've never blown up a statue.
Right, we're learning from our mistakes.
You've never had to blow up a statue.
Yeah, we have. We had to blow up
some sarcophagi.
But there was
y'all joked about blowing up the statues along the way, but it wouldn't have done anything.
No. And there was a pillar that we had to
blow
up.
That was like a giant crystal.
And then
it was a giant crystal.
I support you.
I'm just going to start packing explosives around everything.
Like a breadcrumb trail?
Yeah, explosive trail.
As you take a step forward to place the explosives, you step on a plate.
God damn it!
The statue kind of... it doesn't break apart, per se. It just kind of... almost like a transformer in a way, where it just kind of goes like... And you see that there is it's like a robot.
Ah, come on.
I've seen this before. Usually it's just special effects.
And it is it's a guardian droid. Oh, and, B?
Oh, shit, yeah, roll initiative.
But he's a Jedi, and we're Jedis.
It's Chicken Hand Sam.
Yeah.
When we've woken him from his chicken-ass slumber. We're in his coop.
It's not his
we're
hand.
In his coop.
He's holding... A like severed hand, arm.
Oh, thing. I thought he had a chicken hand. We could still call him Chicken Hand Sam, the man that
I wrote down
hand.
For the initiative order. Chicken Hand Sam.
Yes.
Jedi's don't need to fight us. You guys know any passwords?
We stepped on his plate.
Step off of it.
Step off of it. Step on it twice.
Step off the plate.
Tap the plate twice.
I do the hokey pokey.
And you turn it all around, and now your back is facing.
All you've done is angered Chicken Hand Sam.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Who's at the top of the pecking order?
It's a good question. Let me get those initiative rolls.
Hold on. I got to add 2 numbers together. 30.
Is it 24 for Chubrub?
Ryla?
I don't want to talk about it. I did roll a 5, though, and it's 15.
Okay, better than last time. Sawbone.
I rolled a nat 20, so it's a 35.
Fuck, yeah.
Nice,
16.
What? All right, first up is Sawbone.
I'm going to jetpack up and use my missile launcher on my back. Since it's a big statue and try and blow it up.
How high are you jetpacking up?
This is a big room. This is a pretty tall room.
Yeah, you know.
Because, again, that thing's like 30 feet tall, so.
Enough to aim and try and hit the head of the statue with my missile. That's a 34.
34 hits.
That would be 30.
30? Okay. So you fire your missile right at its face. It explodes. And he kind of reacts to it a little bit, but the explosion dissipates, the smoke settles, and has no visible effect.
Because you didn't hit the robot, you just hit
what robot?
Rock.
It's a statue.
It's a rock bot.
Next up is actually the Guardian. Ed, how high did you actually get?
Probably about 45 feet.
45 feet up. All right. He's going to step forward and... try and swat you
down.
Out
of
down.
The sky? Okay.
Yeah.
Is he using his regular hand or the one with the chicken claw?
I'd say the chicken claw.
Yeah, getting a little extra reach.
I was about to say, yeah, 15 feet.
It's probably in like his dominant hand. It's in his right hand.
Right hand, yeah.
Come on, watch out for the chicken claw. Feel the wrath of Chicken Hand Sam.
The wrath of Chicken Hand Sam. Wait, are you on his back still?
No,
you hop off? Okay.
I was walking towards the statue to put bombs on it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, bud. He hits
it's okay.
you. You take 29 points of damage. And you are also knocked downwards towards the ground.
Okay.
I was going to say, give a pilot check.
Give me a pilot check.
To regain control.
Mm-hmm.
20.
All right. I'll give it to you. You stop just short of hitting the ground.
Nice.
All right. Next up is Kale.
I'm going to pilot up.
Do you have a jetpack too?
You know I do, baby. Mm-hmm.
Baby.
And I never use it.
That's true. That's why I forget.
He just used it to get down the cliffside.
Oh, yeah.
That is a 34.
To hit?
Pilot.
Oh, to pilot.
Yes.
Nice one.
Can I still shoot twice if I pilot?
Counts as a move.
But I still get...
one attack.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
I'm going to try to shoot the hand that's the weak spot of the chicken claw. No, not the claw itself, but where he's holding it. I'd like him to drop it, and I'm going to take it back to the ship if he does. That is a 28.
That's a hit.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? I get to roll more dice. It's like the best game ever. 44 damage.
Wow.
Goddamn.
Okay.
One hit.
Yeah, you fire your blaster pistol at his hand, and...
hold on, that's 34 damage.
It's actually no damage. It glances off and has no visible effect.
How come? Were there any weak spots? Does he have eyes?
I mean, he's got, you know, joints that have visible metal.
It's just like where every joint spot is. It's like the stone came apart. You can see
there's metal
the
underneath.
Metal underneath.
So he does or doesn't drop the claw?
He does not. Next up is Chub Rub.
I'm going to kind of like crack my neck a little bit and then crack my weird little Ewok finger like knuckles. I'm going to stick my little paws out and I'm going to try and force grip this motherfucker. 26.
No, it does not do it.
Oh, well, I tried.
You reach out with the force and try and grip it, but it just shrugs it off like it's nothing.
Oh, well, that didn't work. Ion grenade!
Oh, you're the ion grenade?
Yeah.
Okay.
42.
To hit?
Yeah.
That's a hit.
16 ion damage.
Okay, so it hits it, like, in the shoulder, and you just see, like, the electricity just sort of, like, flow over it, and it has no visible effect.
Well, that didn't work. I'm sorry, Mr. Robot. My bad. You have yourself a nice day now.
Next turn is Marky.
I'd like to do a perception check.
Okay, do it.
Fuck yeah.
17.
Okay. I'll give it to you. You're able to perceive that around the guardian droid's waist where it like where the rock broke away when it like kind of transformed away from being just a statue, that like in the inside there is this hourglass looking object that is just spinning and rotating rapidly around inside.
Can I move object like a thermal detonator into it?
Sure.
Yeah,
okay, I'm going to do that.
Do that.
I'm going to do that.
I'm so proud of you.
23.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Oh, fuck yeah. 27 damage.
Okay, so you use the force to throw this thermal detonator
into the hourglass
thing's torso. It's a massive explosion. This thing like staggers backwards a step. As the smoke clears, it straightens up, and you see that it had no visible effect.
Well,
okay. Well,
the only thing left:
walk through the door.
Diplomacy. Oh. Walk through the door.
I'm just saying that this is, we've always went head on into a battle, and I feel like it's designed not to fucking,
it's just a turret. It's a guardian droid, right?
Right.
It's meant to deter you, but not to actually.
Right. So I feel like we have an option here because in the beginning he said, hey, there's a door.
Can you go check and see if that door is
open? Well, it's not my turn anymore.
Can somebody go check and see if...
whoever's turn it is, we'll have to walk through that door and check
Surprise,
it.
Surprise, Ryla. It's your turn.
That's going to be me. So, I'll roll a perception when I get in there.
Yeah.
28?
Mm-hmm. No, it's just an empty room.
Fuck you.
There's nothing there. Because I was going to use a force check because I figured it would be nothing.
No, just the crumbling remains of cabinets and like an altar and et cetera. But there's nothing in here.
So that was a move. So what else can I do?
You can move back out there.
So yeah, you want to move back out into the main chamber?
I am going to come back out.
Uh-huh.
And guys, there's nothing in there that could help us. Just that was a waste.
A very quick time. Thank
just,
you very much.
There's nothing we can use in there right now. Do I have enough that I can try to force grip it? I mean, all I did was roll a perception and move.
But you moved
twice.
Yeah.
So some things are move actions, some things are swift actions.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are standard actions. Mm-hmm. So like, if her move is 30, she moved like 3 squares in and 3 squares back. She could still
that's one movement.
Action. Yeah, she could still do like a standard action.
Okay.
So like a move object or a grip or something.
Moved in, perceived, moved out, one movement.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna try to force grip and stop the hourglass, see if that does anything to him.
All right. Roll it.
29.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So with that, yeah, you stop that spinning hourglass, and you see it slows to a halt.
Oh, also, you do 66 points of damage.
28.
It has no visible effect other than stopping the hourglass.
Slowing down the... Yeah. But does it slow him
Stopped. Yeah, he's stopped moving, but you're just holding that in place. Give me a perception check.
26.
Okay. Now that you have it stopped, you can sense with the force that there is a place that you can almost, like, click it into place, and it will stop spinning. Like, because right now you're just holding it in place, but if you know, if you, like, turn it a certain way, it'll, like, click and stop.
Okay. So I rotate it a bit.
Give me another use of force check.
Oh, shit.
Believe.
32.
All right. It clicks into place, and you see it kind of, like, power down.
This is a really irresponsible droid to just leave out fucking sitting around. Just saying.
Could have hurt somebody.
All right, so you guys watch as the Guardian droid comes to a stop. The rock around its joints appeared to grow back, making it look once again just like a normal statue standing in this vast hall. You guys take a moment to rest and look around the room, and we'll pick up there next time.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.